It is Monday, April 14th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Reserve tickets are now available for the 64th Annual Opera in the Ozarks, June 20th through July 18th. This season offers 22 shows and a gala concert with performances at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs and Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. Tickets and information available at opera.org. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. Later on this edition of Ozarks, a Pea Ridge family works to bring a family member home. A new trail lets walkers, runners, and cyclists see a part of Northwest Arkansas that's pretty much been a secret. And the lowdown on voodoo from a guest speaker who visited the University of Arkansas campus late last week. First, the state of Arkansas is appealing a federal court decision blocking the state's ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. The Arkansas Attorney General's office Friday filed a notice of appeal to uphold the Human Heartbeat Protection Act passed by the state legislature last year. The law had been blocked from going into effect by federal judge Susan Wright, and last month she struck down most provisions of the act. State Senator Jason Rapert spoke Friday at the Capitol with other Republican legislators applauding the decision to appeal.
The Roe v. Wade decision was an error. In the history of our great nation, people have at times hid behind a flawed interpretation of the U.S. Constitution to protect all sorts of depravity and repression. When people have told me many times that this is unconstitutional, they forget that the Constitution was once used to prohibit women having the right to vote. The Constitution was once used to say that black-skinned persons, that African Americans, were not full persons in our nation. This was wrong.
Senator Rapert says asking courts to continually reassess rulings protecting abortion is critical for those wanting to ban the procedure. Meanwhile, Rita Sklar, the director of the ACLU of Arkansas, says she finds fault with Senator Rapert's court strategy.
He's going in the wrong direction. We're talking about expansion of rights. And we are not going to see a diminution of rights, of women's rights to maintain autonomy over their own personal, private medical decisions.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, concerned about future legal costs, says he proceeded with the appeal only after getting assurances from legislative leaders that the legal proceedings would not have an impact on the budget of the Arkansas State Medical Board, which is the defendant in the lawsuit. Arkansas Surgeon General Joe Thompson says the nationwide public release of Medicare claims data last week is heralding a future of greater transparency on how health care is delivered and assessed. The information on claims costs had been withheld for decades until a federal judge overturned an injunction on the release of the information. Thompson argues new public numbers, which are only available for the year 2012, comprise just one part of many aspects of health care.
And there are methods to actually measure and assess each of those, not only what it costs, but also the quality, the effectiveness, and patient experiences. And I think we're going to have a growing demand by consumers as well as those who are paying for health care to have more transparency in the system. And I would anticipate far more information over the next 10 years becoming available than has been available over the last several decades.
Thompson says Medicare's recent disclosure of billing data may also signal a step toward embracing a move away from the fee-for-service model of billing toward an approach that bills for episodes of care. The state has been working with health care providers and payers in recent months toward implementing an episodic billing structure through its Payment Improvement Initiative. Beginning today in Fayetteville, city crews will be planting trees along the sidewalk and median of Highway 71B between Rock and Maple Streets. The city says the work will take place, depending on the weather, between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. through Friday. While the trees are being planted, temporary lane closures will be required. The Razorback baseball team dropped 2 of 3 games during a weekend road series against LSU. The weekend on the road leaves Arkansas with a 7-8 record in the SEC. They're 22-15 overall. Play continues tomorrow evening when the Hogs host Stephen F. Austin for the first of 9 straight games at Baum Stadium. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a rough weekend as well. The Nats lost to the Frisco Rough Riders Friday and Saturday night, then dropped an 11-6 decision to Midland yesterday. The series against Midland continues tonight in cold weather at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Cloudy tonight, gradually clearing. Overnight lows in the mid-20s in northwest Arkansas, dropping to 30 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs will be from the mid-50s to near 60. Tomorrow night, clear. A little bit warmer. Still, though, lows tomorrow night from 32 to 37.